All right, welcome to another episode of The High Ground, powered by Premier Company. Sal, how's it going today?
Big thumbs up today. Doing good.
All right. Well, we got two guests in-house today. We have C.D. Kinney, Operations Manager in our fuel department, and Jason Nall, Petroleum Sales Representative, and he commandeers one of our tank wagon trucks up and down the road. So we'll get into their jobs and what they do, how they do it, and some of the products that we deal in. But first, we're going to start off like we always do with the question of the day. So you guys got an easy one today. So,
this is cake.
So we'll start out with you, CD.
Okay.
Your question of the day is, what is your favorite holiday and why?
All right. So if I had to choose.
Which you do. I just made you choose.
You made me choose.
That's the question.
I like them all.
That was political answer.
Yeah, that was a political.
God. But, anyone I get to spend with your wife, I'm guessing.
That's a good answer. All right, no, but on those lines, probably the one that I like the best is Easter. One, because of what it means. And the other is because of family. We always get family together, and we have a big dinner together and everything. And so, yeah, for me, it's the meaning of Easter and what it means, and then having family together.
You went with the Sunday school answer. Yeah. Took that one away from us real quick.
Right. Jason?
I'm going to go with the 4th of July, because normally my family will always go on our family vacation on the 4th of July. So a lot of times we'll go down to the beach or something like that on the 4th of July. So it's a good time.
That is cool. Do you go to the same place? Some folks have the same type of area where they go.
Here recently we've been going to Panama City a lot. So that's where we're going this year as well. So, yeah.
Y'all get a spot right on the beach?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We normally like rent an apartment or something right on the beach and, enjoy that for the week.
Good. Good. So?
I kind of like, I know the family answer should be Christmas. I got a 12-year-old, but that's her, without a doubt, the best one. I like Thanksgiving. Generally speaking, we kind of take about 4 days there, and we have a lot of family in and a lot of leftovers.
I figured it would do with the eating, right?
Yeah, exactly. that's my pastime. Seems like it has been lately. But, I think Thanksgiving, that's a good time.
Good. Good. I was going to go with National Donut Day, but I don't think I will.
National Donut Day.
It was 4th of July for me, too. We've always had a little tradition around 4th of July. I mean, not as much anymore when the kids are bigger, but we used to shoot off a lot of fireworks. It got a little dangerous, but we liked that. And truthfully, it goes back to probably the first time I ever spent any quality time with who is my now wife. We ended up together, not intentionally, but on 4th of July. So it's always kind of been a holiday that had some special meaning, and always look forward to it. And I don't like cold weather, so it's right in the heat of summer. So I like it.
And in Indiana, we can buy the good fireworks here. We got the good stuff. So
yes, for sure. So I don't do as much anymore, but my father-in-law always swore we were gonna hurt somebody sooner or later. So we quit. Today we're gonna talk a little bit about with both of you, but Jason especially, you're gonna kind of focus on what you do. So you run what we call a tank wagon and deliver a lot of fuel and have a very substantial route as far as gallons go. So let's just get started. Based around your job, how do you plan your day? I mean, who do you haul to? What kind of customers are you dealing with? And we'll start in there, and you just kind of tell us about what you do. I think that'll be good for all our listeners to kind of get an idea how your job plays out.
All right. So planning my day, every day is different with this job. Customers dictate, where I go and what I do. So when it comes to that, that's what I like about it really is every single day is a new puzzle. So we deliver to, ag customers, farmers, we deliver to businesses, pretty much anybody that wants fuel, we'll bring them fuel.
Well, you're here bright and early every morning.
Yep. I'm an early riser. So try to get in early, get my day started and see what develops.
when you make those deliveries, how many products do you have on your truck? It's one of the bigger trucks.
Yes. So my truck will haul 4,500 gallons at a time. I have four compartments on my truck, so I can haul four different products. Most of the time, I'll have at least three on at a time: off-road diesel, on-road diesel, and 87 octane gas.
Okay.
But up to four products at a time. We also have other kinds of gas as well, kerosene. So there are times when, you know, you might have four different products on your truck. So, yeah.
The compartments, do you have to be careful about, does one just stay gas all the time? Or
no, doesn't have to be. So we have two pumps on the back of our truck. One is always going to be diesel, and one is always going to be gas. But as long as you completely empty out the compartments themselves, it doesn't always have to be for gas or whatever like that. So
All right. Interesting. So you say you're dictated by the customer, but you kind of sort of know, like, annually, let's just talk about how many gallons. What do you anticipate a day? What would be like an average delivery for you? And then what does a year look like total gallons for you roughly? So first of all, let's just talk about your average size customer. I mean, what is that?
It varies. So our minimum delivery is 150 gallons.
Okay.
And I have a lot of customers that, you know, I might just take the minimum to, and there's some customers I take full truckloads to. So pretty much anything in between.
Okay.
And then on a yearly basis, here lately I've been over 2 million gallons, 2.5 million gallons. So
what are you doing in your spare time?
Yeah. I'm doing the math, and at 150 gallons a stop.
Right. There can't be many of those.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So how long does it take to pump off 100? Are these like 2-inch lines out the back, or?
So
we'll go get us a picture here probably.
Yeah, when it comes to more of like the into farm tanks and stuff like that, we're using 1.5-inch hose to a nozzle. So when the tank's full, the nozzle automatically kicks off and stuff like that. But there are some, and that's about 60 gallons per minute is what that will pump. Wow. And then so we also can hook up direct to a tank. So if it's a big tank, like 4,000, 5,000, 8,000 gallon tank, I can hook up my 2-inch hose to it, and I can pump about 130 gallons per minute in that. Wow. So,
and that's like with the cam locks?
Yes. Yep.
Yep. Kind of like one of our fertilizer tanks?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Look at you throwing out the big term.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Big day for us.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to use a big term.
So obviously Jason does all the work. CD, what do you do, anything?
I don't do much. I don't do much. So I make sure he does what he's supposed to do. That's what I do.
Now, how big's your area? I guess that's what
we service. I don't know how many counties we service now, but anywhere from basically south of Indy all the way to Louisville, Kentucky, and then we go over, kind of butt up to the west side, somewhere around Bedford.
Okay, National Forest kind of area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go over into the Sunman area where we meet up with our east department.
Yeah, the Harrison, Ohio.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. So we got 8 drivers that report to me that cover that area. And then there's 3 operations guys that report to me that do the bulk oil, the bulk def, and tank sets and stuff like that for these guys. So, those three guys, the way we look at them, and I've told them before, is we're kind of in the middle. We not only have external customers in our patrons, but we also have internal customers in our drivers. So we try to take care of our drivers' needs as well.
Okay.
So you mentioned bulk oil and bulk def. So you're running tank trucks just like we would deliver fuel in to deliver def and bulk oil. Correct. Run every day now?
Pretty much every day. Def is definitely grown quite a bit, so we do quite a bit of def every day. Oil, probably three times a week we go out with the oil truck now. And we're running some of the def on the west side as well now.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the minimum shipments for bulk oil?
Bulk oil, as far as we do, we kind of try to keep in that same range as okay. fuel. It's okay. 150 gallon is what we like to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And def also?
Def same. As well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. You know, I think we represent our company as somewhere around 160 million gallon of liquid fuel. So, I mean, that gives an idea. I mean, we've got tank wagons all the way from Sparta, Tennessee to you said, South Indianapolis. And, mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, we have guys in Jason's capacity all over three or four states now at this point in time. So, how many people do your job? How many people are oversight on those trucks?
On operations side, there are three of us in Indiana. There's one in Harrison. Then on the west side, John Silvers, and then myself. And then in Kentucky, is run a little bit different. So we have operations guys that run kind of each branch down there.
Okay.
So it's a little different.
Okay. All right. So you're loading at our bulk plants. Are you going to Country Marks terminals, or you can do both?
I'm assuming. Can you explain what our bulk plants for the listeners, what those are, between the difference between a terminal and a bulk plant?
Sure.
So basically our bulk plants are like satellite places where a transport will bring fuel to our bulk plants, and then the smaller tank wagons that I drive, we will go in and get our fuel from there. I can go to the terminal as well and load, so I do that. Not nearly as much as I do a bulk plant, but I can do that as well.
And you can belly load or over the top on your truck, is
correct.
That correct?
Correct,
so
yes.
You have a Scully mm-hmm. system on your truck yep. as well. So.
Yep.
He's throwing out them big words
Scully.
Now.
Scully?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Do you use a cam lock
with that?
No, I don't.
You don't know what that is?
Cam lock.
What is it? I'll refer the easy questions to...
Okay.
What was it?
What is a Scully?
Yep.
So a Scully is... what I connect to at the terminal that keeps you from overloading your truck. So there are sensors at the top so that once it gets to a certain level, it will keep you from overloading it. And if you ever get to that point, which I've never seen it, but if you get to that point, it shuts the whole terminal down.
Oh, okay.
So
you probably don't want that.
Not a good day.
You don't want to be that guy.
No.
So.
And the terminal is right off of the pipe, correct?
Or, yep. It goes in there about 550 gallons a minute, I believe. It's pretty fast.
That is fast.
Yeah, it fill a whole truck in less than 10 minutes, so nice. It's quick.
Okay, I did not know that. That's good information. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Anything else that you guys want to highlight on? What's the most fulfilling part of your job? What do you enjoy most about it? And how long have you been doing it?
So I've been doing it, this fall will be 7 years.
Okay.
So what I like best about it is just the fact that it never gets old. It's always changing. It's always different. So every day is just a new puzzle to put together, and it just keeps things fresh. So.
Cool. And that's kudos to who he works for, I'm sure.
Exactly.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Exactly what he's saying.
I think that's what he's saying. Go ahead, Sal.
So, of the routes, though, do you have any that's every week that you know you're going to be back to? So
yeah.
You do have some that's kind of like on a Tuesday or a Friday
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. So, I have some that I'll go to multiple times in a week. Some, you know, that are just every Monday or every Tuesday, whatever, you know. And then other customers I might go to every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, once a month. So
I'm just
there's a lot to keep in your head, keep straight.
Do we use a routing software that, I mean, do you have to like kind of plan all these stops?
So I have an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
That I have the formula for it on how often I go. So all I have to do is type in when I go, and it'll tell me when to go next.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Drew Allen actually came up with that. I won't take credit for it, but yeah.
I hate to give him credit.
Yeah.
We can edit that.
I guess if somebody else is going to come in and you're going to go on vacation over July 4th, like if they put me in your truck, how would I find all these places? Do you have a routing software that a map like a?
No, we haven't. The Liquid side has not gone to the routing like LP does. Most of our drivers do it on their own.
Okay.
Almost all our locations, all our drivers, and they do a really good job of it. But that becomes an issue when they're gone. So basically, we try to get our drivers when they take off to kind of give us an idea of what needs to be run, and then we route it from there.
So who subs for them? Where do we pull subs from?
We have in the past used other drivers for that as well as now, though we are at a point to where we're big enough, we got enough gallons run that we've got a couple guys that will fill in I got a couple of my operation guys will fill in.
Okay.
If we got somebody off, they'll come in and fill in for a week with them.
We've been pretty blessed with a couple of former drivers that will come back too. I think we've got one running, I think currently on the west side, that is a retired driver who's back for a few days covering a vacation, which is pretty handy. That's pretty nice too.
Yeah, it's not something you can just jump in the truck and do.
No,
it's not.
So one of the operations guys out of Columbus fills in for me most of the time, Zach, and he's rode with me before, so he knows where a lot of my stuff is, and you know I'll send him a list of where to go and all that whenever I'm out. But for the most part, he's rode with me enough or been to them enough filling in for me that he knows a lot of it, the bulk of it.
So, Jason, what's one of the most challenging parts about your job? I would think like dogs. I mean,
I have been chased by a dog before.
I would.
Yeah.
Do you carry around like the dog treats, like the UPS guy?
No, probably should, but
you don't want them liking you.
Right.
That's too much.
Right. Yeah. It's just paying attention to knowing like whenever the farmers are in the fields, you know, you got to be on top of your game. Mm-hmm. You know, you got they're using fuel and they got to have it, but at the same time, you know, when they're done, knowing that they, you know, slack off a little bit, that they're not going to need you as much. So just kind of that knowledge of knowing when to go to certain places and when not to, that's kind of the challenge, because you know you don't want to be going around and checking on all these tanks and they not need fuel. You know, waste all your day just driving around, but at the same time, you don't want them running out and calling you Saturday morning being like, why in the world is my tank full?
Yeah.
Or tank empty, so.
Or on one of these holidays that we're trying to take.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that can be challenging sometimes.
All right.
So we didn't do much personal information on either one of you. You want to talk about your families just for a minute? We can start with you.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm married. My wife Mackenzie, and we have two daughters, Presley and Remy.
Nice.
Yep.
Ages?
15 and 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
CD.
So married, wife Susan. We've got 5 kids. Don't ask me their ages. I'm too old to go
there. How about
there.
Their names?
13. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. So, well, that's good.
So, somewhere between 35 and 23 is their age ranges.
Quit counting.
Yeah, I quit counting. That's exactly right. Quit counting. I just married off my last daughter last weekend. So.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Grandkids?
Got 5 grandkids.
5
right
grandkids.
Yeah.
You've got some to spoil now. So
yes. Yes. It is. It is a lot better to have grandkids than kids. So you know, it's a lot.
That's what we've been told. So you guys, go ahead.
Yeah. That is definitely true. That is definitely true. And one side note, just in Harold will argue with me about this. I continue to say I'm the longest serving old Legacy JJ employee.
Okay.
Left, and he will argue that he is, but I told him he left and went to Country Mark for a while, so he doesn't count anymore.
So you're not counting his interim time?
Yeah, I'm not,
time
count, not, okay. not counting that.
So how many years is that?
That's 37.
37 wow. years.
Wow. Yeah, 37.
Nice.
It's always good to call out the CEO on a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll go out to the World Wide Web.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And saying that he'd argue about anything, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. So, well, guys, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add?
No. Thank you guys for having us on, and thank Jason for taking the time to come in.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you, Jason. Apparently you're busy, so we thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Give us a little insight into your day. So, Sal, that's it for another episode of The High Ground, powered by Premier Companies. Please like and subscribe. Thanks.
Thank you.